As the presidential election draws near, the issue of race has been surfacing more frequently among the nation's punditry. And while the first African-American to head the ticket of a major political party has replaced the issue front and center, there is also the possibility the first woman to become vice president under the Republican banner. Travis Carr prepared this report as part of a joint project with Salisbury University. It also involved production assistance from S.A. Jessa and Kyle Shetterly.
With Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama leading his Republican rival John McCain in public opinion polls, the question of what role race will play on November 4th is becoming increasingly more important. Obama is the first African American to become the presidential nominee of a major political party in U.S. history. National polls suggest that up to 37% of Americans say race would indeed play a factor in how they vote. And on Delmarva, many feel it will play a role in the election. 47-year-old John Scheer of Salisbury is a registered independent.
Probably. Got a black man running, and that has overtones already of race playing a part in it.
But others believe it will not. Marvin Kilman of Mardella Springs.
No, it's just people just want to, don't want to use this race card because, you know, it's not right anymore. Just not right.
But gender could also be a factor in the race, with Alaska Governor Sarah Palin as McCain's running mate on the Republican ticket. Earlier this year, there was a disappointment by supporters of Senator Hillary Clinton. She did not succeed in her quest for the Democratic presidential nomination. Janet, a 30-year resident of Delmarva, is dismissive of Palin. But she believes that many people will support the Republican ticket only
because of Palin and the mindless following of her.
One CNN poll found that there was a percentage of voters who will vote for Obama because he is African American. But when asked if people may vote for Obama because of his race, Janet said,
"No, I don't sense that. That's not my sense at all."
Meanwhile, other Delmarvans believe race will play a negative factor for Obama. Scott, who is 62 years old.
Yes, I think it will, unfortunately.
Why is that?
I've known a lot of people who said they would not vote for Obama strictly because he's black.
Molly, who is 18 years old.
Definitely, because people are crazy and they don't want to elect a black person, which is whack. Some down, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whoever really is going to lead the country the best.
And Judy Hyman of Del Mar believes that race may play a factor in the election, but not a major one.
I don't know. I don't think so. I really don't. It's certainly not for me. And, you know, I mean, you're always going to get some people that have issues, but that's their problem. We need to change.
Given the historic nature of Obama's candidacy, the African-American community is expected to have a strong turnout for him. One Delmarva resident who wished not to be identified said,
"I think it will play a factor just a little bit, but not too much. I mean, just because he's reaching out to the black community a little bit, I feel like."
Although, in some closely contested states, that may make a difference. Even if Obama does achieve a long-held dream of the African-American community, for many, this does not mean that race as a factor in American politics will disappear. Delmarva resident Martha Sims.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Always have been, always will be.
With the election less than 2 weeks away, Americans will get their answer as to just how far the country has come in the struggle over the issue of race. This is Travis Carr for Public Radio Delmarva.